The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Appreciate the edits.
Oh. Made sure I caught them all. Well, what a great movie.
Oh, yes.
One of the, like, to me, He Got Game is the greatest basketball movie ever, but Above the Rim's right up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on what basketball story you're looking at. I mean, like, what you're looking for in the story. Like, I like Blue Chips. I really did.
Yeah, that was good, Butch McRae.
I don't like Hoosiers. That was a boring movie to me.
I don't put it, oh, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash featuring Tupac Shakur, everyone.
I like, I can't say Bernie Mac's line in Above the Rim, but it's one of my favorite ones ever. Let's say if he called you a head, he's like, you a head without the hair. But he didn't say head. He said something else.
Yeah.
Boy.
You a blankie.
Oh, man.
No, I can't say after what he said after that. This is dirty.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
I have to write it down for you. Then he got killed.
Like in real life, too.
I like that. You can't play old man, but they didn't know he was a star back in his day.
Yeah. He was also Mr. 3000, too.
Great movie if you got 90 minutes.
It really is.
Yeah. Odd way to kill somebody, though, when the backboard breaks and he
falls. Don't give it away.
I know.
Juana Mann is also another classic basketball movie.
Air Bud.
Oh, man. Several people want to know or want to go back to what people Paige calls people in traffic.
It's not nice.
Oh, rest in peace, young honky. There's a heaven for a G.
I would love to be in the car with Paige when she was like wigging out about traffic.
Yeah, like, but what does that look
listen
like?
Listen to her cuss. She's probably just sitting there hitting the steering wheel with the palm of her hand. Not hitting the horn, but just the wheel.
Go, you butt. Go. Oh,
I hate people. You joker. Get out of here, punk.
I can't remember all the stuff I say.
You turkey.
You cork soaker.
You monkey face.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Paige. You so-and-so.
You got to get riled up. Like, you got to go 0 to 60 immediately. Stuff you say in traffic.
Oh, it's, I'm terrible. But I don't really get mad that often. I was like, well, go, blanker. What are you waiting for?
Go, merge. Blanker.
Let me in.
Not only will I cuss, I'll also aggressively do the fingers in the tongue.
Kind of like, don't.
I swear to God.
You do that?
Just like the lady from Kingpin. I was just like, just telling Munson how to pay his rent.
Oh, my God. Now, this is only when you're driving alone, right?
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, you worry about, well, I shouldn't be doing it anyway because you don't know about some people.
True.
How they get in traffic.
They may, like, want to come take you up on that.
So mm-hmm. You don't want to risk anybody else, but, you know.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, it's fair game. I used to be able to, I probably shouldn't say that.
What, you want
to... You finish it.
Jesus. I used to pee outside, too. How about that?
Okay.
I had spots where I would pull behind a business dumpster and, relieve myself.
Sometimes you can't do that as much anymore. No, you don't.
You shouldn't, really. I mean, occasionally.
If you're about to... It's either, that or, wet yourself or whatever, then...
No.
You're doing it out of just kind of, like...
Yeah, but it's never a number one. I don't want you to misunderstand me.
Well, you're full of crap.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
How live at the road is.
Oh, my God.
Without
you saw somebody
paper.
Doing that. When you feel bad for me, like, look, I'm going to block this area off so nobody sees you squatting back here.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's probably cleaner than some bathrooms.
Parts in California.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant dumpster.
Oh, God. My gosh.
Could you imagine going out there and just, like, living, just doing whatever you want for, like, a day?
I was thinking more about yesterday when you were talking about Spencer Pratt, who was somebody that, like, I have not thought of in years, and now kind of, like, looking into that stuff. What an uphill battle that he's taking on, man.
He's got a legit shot, but he's not last.
What's the end of that? Like, oh, just, just the thought of wanting to be a politician and wanting to, oh, my God, like.
I think the part that.
They're going to have to start paying them more.
The part that drove him to do it was, when their houses burned because he lived in the Palisades.
Yeah.
They took all that money they were supposed to get from the government.
No, I get it. Like, I understand. And that's what it takes is, like, somebody to stand up, and do all that. But then, especially with him, he's got, you know, no person's going to take over a town as a... Although, what is it that the mayor out there, what kind of, you know, hierarchy is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it that big of a damn deal? Because the pay is very minimal, very minimal. Like, even here, like, I mean, I know you got stuff on the backside and all this.
All the skimming they do?
Such as.
Yeah, I don't know, but obviously, you know, very progressive, you know, left-wing government system. Yeah, but I'm saying
you got all these miles and streets of homeless people and drug addicts and all this. And then you're talking about, like, the very openness that they have with certain stuff and parades and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Like, and the cops, like, in San Francisco, they say, look, they told us we cannot do anything about it.
Right.
There are people urinating on each other in the street with kids walking by.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's indecent exposure.
The cops were like, you know, we can't do anything about it at a pride parade.
What? Like, and you want to be part of that. But then again, like, you're like, well, I'm sure he's probably born, raised there or whatever. He's like, well, I want to get my town back.
He was talking about, you know, he'd take his kids to school and he'd see homeless people relieving themselves right in the middle of the street in front of the school, sometimes having sex in front of the schools, just walking around naked. Like, not to mention the drugs, too.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to, like, just get, you know, all kinds of people together and just say, like, let's talk. What is the fix of that? Like, what I'm at, like, what is the fix of that? What is the fix of that?
Yeah,
I don't. Well, I mean, does anybody have any starting point?
Like, he's got a plan. I don't remember what
I'm
it
not,
is.
And by
are
the way,
are you talking about society in itself, or are you talking about the condition of mental health association everywhere?
See,
in this country?
See, that's where it involves so many different things. You got the healthcare system. You got the fact that drugs are illegal, but hey, we're going to bring them in. This is illegal, but this is their freedom of speech, and we can't make them stop. Just like, I mean, at some point, you just got to kind of fold up your hands or your arms and just say, well, hell, this is just gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to move to South Carolina.
They're all coming to
Well, I mean, places. We have our problems here, too. I see homeless
oh,
people.
Oh, no, yes. But I'm saying, like, and by the way, before anybody texts it, I know the way, I'm not talking about getting rid of people or some guy. I know the G word will come in a minute. I'm not saying that at all. But, like, what is the answer to that? Like, what would... I'd like to ask John Quinones what he would do. Like, what would you do to combat that?
Have you ever been on hard times? I mean, there's
people... Oh, baby!
No, see, that's where I'm not wanting it to come in that way. I'm not... I'm saying as some... I'm not saying it that way. I understand people... Drugs, they get out of... Like, I saw Sugar Ray Leonard had to take a restraining order against his own son out. Because he's a drug addict. Every time he comes over there, he's stealing from him. He's threatening him. He's getting violent. He had to get a restraining order against his own son. So I get drugs.
She knocked him out.
I understand the what it does to people. But on one hand, when you've got the economy out of control, you're going to say, well, we're going to get these rehab started and these things started and that started, but your taxes are going to go up. Then people are going to be like, look, I've lived a drug-free life or whatever it is. Why do I have to? Then the care starts to erode away where it's like, well, I don't care that much to pay.
Right.
So what is the answer?
Pay people more so they don't have to live
in
their cars.
But from what money? Like,
right. You're exactly right. But what happens if somebody's has I can just think about a friend of mine who was married.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it was an abusive situation. She had to go in a shelter. She was homeless. So she had to take her kids on the street to live somewhere and had to go to a shelter.
I don't know any other way to convey this that I have so much empathy for that. But if we had all the resources, where do you take them? What do you do? I'm not saying taking the funds, putting it into the system to get some kind of rehabilitation going. Granted, they're not all going to make it because rehab isn't 100%.
Yeah, and they all don't want to do it.
But what's the starting point? I have total empathy for that. Lord has blessed me where I've never been homeless and I always had a couch somewhere to sleep on, but God, I don't know where you would start. because it's gotten so big. It's like a landfill or like that trash island that's out in the Pacific where it's like the size of Texas now. Like, where do you start? There's like an ecosystem within that trash island now, and now PETA's saying, you can't destroy it because of this ecosystem. It's like, good God almighty, man.
I mean, in California, rent is so expensive, you can't afford to live without living with a bunch of people.
I know.
You know, I'm not saying legalized drugs, you know, by any means. But it is odd when people will dismiss that by saying, well, you know, it's too outrageous. But you could pay money to go get methadone and then go home at a clinic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
They're drugs.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, the sanitariums and stuff got so expensive. They, you know, every city or every major city had a big sanitarium. They just throw people in, you know. But then they say, well, God, this is hard to, this is expensive to keep up. Medicine. We will give them antidepressants. We will give, and then it just changes everything. It just becomes chemical dependent on something, and then it's just, that's when it all falls.
When you look at a Skid Row situation like that.
Great band.
You wonder how many of those people are there because of drugs, or how many got there and then got on drugs.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and then.
One way or the other, you're going to be up on, you're going to be on some kind.
Yeah.
And people are, you know, if they're bipolar or whatever mental situation they may be in, they're not medicated and they're not helped.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, that's the one thing we'll never figure out as a country, the mental illness treatment.
Well, I know, and so many people disagree on it because everybody's different. You can't say, hey, I'm depressed right now. The doctor's going to write you a prescription. He's, I mean, certainly going to ask you more questions than that, but why would a 6'2" man that's 300 pounds be taking the same amount of money that a 150-pound, 5'4" woman's taking? Like, this stuff doesn't. It's like saying the 8 hours a day sleep, 3 meals a day is equal for everybody. That's bull crap, too.
And I know somebody.
You just got to figure it out for yourself, but God bless, that's hard.
And a lot of the veterans aren't getting what they need. And I have a friend that's,
amen,
that's out there on the streets in California who served. And I don't think anybody cares about him right now.
I know. But I promise that's not my my view on that at all. I want people to get help. I just don't. It seems like every time the country decides to throw money in to help people, it ends up getting taken by bullcrap foundations.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes people weary to donate stuff anymore. And it just, that's where it falls.
I didn't realize how bad the skimming was until you look into some of this stuff.
Oh, and with every one of them, from gay rights to Black Lives Matter to abortion to all of it, it's all skim. It's nauseating.
There's
Happy Friday.
Sorry.
The Ride Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Give it up for Shuggy Otis. See, you recognize the song now? This is what Big X the Plug samples in Texas.
Oh, yeah, that is right. I feel like
I'm from Texas.
I feel like I'm walking through Mississippi on a dirt road and I'm sweating my ass off. I'm wearing overalls and nothing else.
I think I used, what was it? What's the damn thing I used? Shazam.
Damn Shazam.
Yeah.
I usually ask S word. Like,
hey, what is this song playing in the back of Big X Plug song?
Oh, and you ask it for the backtracks.
Yeah. It's like, that Sweet Thing by Shuggy Otis.
Well, I didn't know we could do that.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty crazy, too. Like, you watch a movie and there could be a dialogue happening. It's like, what is the music playing in the bar on this particular movie scene? And it's like, that's Rich Girl by Hall & Oates. I don't know why I said that.
I never thought to use it that way, though.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
I used it earlier. Like, hey, who is this? And it was like, you know, Benison Boone or whoever.
Benison Boone.
So to tell you, like, you know, who it is, but I never thought, like, hey, who's the background artist?
God, you know what? Benison Boone, is that a real?
That's a real guy. He's got a young guy, a big mustache, a lot of hit songs. You thinking of Benson Blunt?
No, it's Benson, not Benson.
I know.
Benson was.
He would love that.
Oh, Black Butler.
Oh, he was. I used to watch that. Robert Guillaume.
Robert Guillaume.
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 He graduated yesterday.
He did.
No, that was Mike. Mike Rowinger. Mike Rowinger.
He graduated with Annie R word.
No, Sadie.
Sadie R word.
Sadie.
That's who
last
it was.
Name is R word. Okay, that brings me to this. I am out of the loop on life. I have this list here. I got a list.
What was the other one? You wrote down the third one. Name yesterday. Dang it. All I'm thinking is Canyon Seaman, who used to work for WWE.
No.
Nobody related to him, right?
No. So, okay. Do you remember the client? And probably will join us back again in the fall. Dixon Cider, the apple orchard.
Oh, yeah.
Up great the country. Great. So, Fat Boy and I were thinking about, or if you don't want in, I mean, you don't have to, but I thought it would be cool if we did like a spicy kind of island version of the apple cider.
Yeah.
And
tropical.
Tropical kind of flavor, yeah. Or whatever. And call it like, what's a good island? And Fat Boy said Epstein. It's like, that's awful.
Yeah, I can't call it that.
And I said,
most famous one though.
Probably like the Cayman Islands. But uh-huh. What would we call it?
Cayman Ciders.
Hey, just like from Dixon yes. Farms. God, that's awesome. Maybe I got the other guy's name backwards because wow. I worked myself. I don't know if his name was Canyon Seaman or Seaman Cannon now.
Especially if it has cinnamon. That'd be really good.
Oh, cinnamon cider.
Ooh. Did you just spill?
Cider from the...
I almost did. The lid was on.
Cider from the Cayman out. Islands.
Yes. Yeah, it's something that could work. That, you know, if they want to get in with us, if not...
they can go to hell.
We'll do our own apple damn orchard. Okay, so out of the loop on stuff, I have the... top most watched TV shows of 2020 or 2025-26 season.
Oh, I hope the news is on there.
It's not. But I can tell you, and I'm not like Mr. Man About Entertainment or anything. I am not. I fully admit that. Only one of these have I maybe even heard of. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, this will be fun.
Two or three of them I've heard of. Okay. Number 10, I chose not to watch this. I was aware of it. I just don't like gross, whatever. The Ed Gein movie, Monster. I didn't watch
that. Oh, it wasn't good.
Or it was a series.
Yeah, it was a series.
It's a series.
You got to see Aunt Jackie naked.
Wonderful.
Like everything.
I'd rather see not? Roseanne's mom naked.
Oh my God. I didn't know it was... I was like, is that the...
I'd rather see John Goodman. I'd rather see anyone on that cast naked more.
It goes way too long. It wasn't good.
Okay. Number 9, The Pit on HBO.
Oh, it's great.
What is that?
Medical show. Noah Wiley.
That's good.
Dr. Robbie.
That's interesting.
Each hour of the show is an hour. Each season is one shift. Each episode is 1 hour of his shift. It's really good.
And it's not slow?
No, it moves along real quick.
You've seen it, Paige?
I've seen some of it, yeah.
You don't finish anything, do you?
Shit. I watch
except number twos.
It's gory, too. A lot of odd injuries. Sick ones. You
how do you have the time to know? Okay, let's go through the list. ABC, Hulu, High Potential.
Don't know that one.
Never heard of it in my life. 16 million Tracker on CBS.
I don't know it, but I know it's the number one network show.
Tracker, who's on it? Is it Tracker John? I remember that.
I could see the guy. He was on another big show on NBC.
See?
I
forgot his name. Okay, number six. I've heard of this, never seen it, can't tell you what it's about. Bridgerton.
Yes, I've seen it.
That's a female show.
What is it about?
It's about a gossip column.
If you had to guess what it was about, roughly, if a lot of women like it,
Bridgerton.
What would you? And judging by the name, what would you guess?
Sex and like some guy with a big one.
It's a period piece, not too
gross. Yeah.
Royalty.
Back in the day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, one of those.
Okay. Number 5, Landman from Paramount Plus.
Oh, it's great.
What is that?
Billy Bob Thornton is in it.
I heard that's really good.
Demi Moore is in it. John Hamm.
Demi Moore is on a TV show.
Yeah, it's on Paramount Plus. It's really good. It's about oil, the oil business.
Texas.
Oil?
Yeah. Billy Bob Thornton's the land man who runs the oil companies.
God.
It's really good.
I'm amazed by this. The number 4 most watched series is Netflix's Sean Combs' The Reckoning. Now, I'm aware of that.
That's the one 50 Cent did.
But my God.
It's like a 3 or 4
part. And of all the...
Well, you know that one would be big because of the interest.
Number three, I've heard of it, and I know both of you, I've heard you talk, Marshals on CBS.
I know it, but I haven't seen it
yet. Oh, you haven't seen it?
It's the Yellowstone spinoff.
Okay, I've not watched that.
Yeah.
I saw Dutton Ranch, that's good.
The number two I've never even heard of, and I've watched shows on here once a week. I've never even seen it on a little scroll or anything. His and Hers on Netflix. The number two most watched show in America.
It wasn't bad. It's a one-off, like, six-episode little show.
So they're including, like, docu-series.
Well, it's a fictional show, but it's a short one.
Okay. I don't consider that counting against your, like, weekly TV shows.
I can't tell you what it's about without giving it away, but it's pretty good. Married couple, hijinks ensue.
Oh,
stuff happens to each other.
Oh, okay. Oh, is it like Freaky Friday? Like she gets his genitals and vice versa?
No, it's like it involves married couple, you know, a murder or two.
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
I'm literally amazed by this. And number one, what do you think?
Oh, God. Of all, like all together?
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Oh.
It's easy. Yeah.
Is it on now?
Is it Emily in Paris?
What is that? Oh, that's the one with Ruth from Ozark, right?
No, it's Phil Collins' daughter.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. They're getting a spinoff of an animated series that's a prequel.
Ooh, I don't know.
Stranger Things.
Oh,
yeah.
They're getting a spinoff?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's the way they do comic books. It's an animated, like, prequel or something.
I was going to watch a show called, I think it's called The Burrows. It describes it
about
as
Joe and his family?
Well, no, it described it as a retirement community with Stranger Things. I'm like, I'm kind of good on that for a bit.
God.
I don't need any more supernatural.
See, that's
now.
Where they overboard it. Like they like it's serious question. Not even is Walking Dead still a continuing show?
I don't think so.
Don't.
No, but I never watched it.
Isn't that amazing? Like you take this list. I bet you could look 5 years ago. None of these would maybe Stranger Things would be on there. But even those shows, you'd be like, I don't even remember that. Like, nothing. That's incredible to me.
See, The Pitt was a draw at first because it was Noah Wiley's return to TV. Medical dramas.
Oh, is it based? Yeah, it is Pitts good. With two T's, so like Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
It? Okay.
But it ended up being good, so.
Yeah. And you have to pay attention to that.
It's
not something you just throw on because.
Yeah.
You really got to follow it. That's the thing. If I'm watching a show, I got to pick a good one.
But, like, wouldn't 10 years ago it had been, like, Pawn Stars would have been on here and, like...
Yes.
Yeah.
More reality
crap
stuff.
Like that. Like,
reality's
so
kind of out.
We're done with that stuff, apparently. We don't care about... No Housewives were on the show, on this list.
Neighbors and Friends, that's a good show on Apple TV.
Widow's we care Bay. About Kids Underground. We care about Law. We care about baby oil parties. And we care about the oil business. And murder.
You would like Landman. That's a really good show.
Why? It's,
Well,
that would be my name if I was selling real estate.
The absolute show you would love is Billions. It's not on right now, but it's a great show.
Yeah,
you
that's
have to
on
back
HBO,
and re-watch
that, right?
Paramount.
Landman.
I'm telling you, it's Billy Bob being Billy Bob, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. So, and then and Demi Moore's in there.
Yeah, she's in it, too. She's a bitch, but she's in it.
She found time in a bottle or whatever. I swear, I've seen...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. She's...
She looked pretty good in The Substance, naked. But so
I saw she was on some walkway the other night on some, one of those gala things. I was like, God, she looks exactly the freaking same.
I think it was the Goodwill gala.
Well, it's not.
So she was wearing.
I sent you that yesterday.
That's what it was.
That was, dude, Goodwill's doing live auctions on eBay yesterday, and they had like a hype guy on there, and he was like pulling clothes out of the thing. Yeah, live auctions on eBay, and he was like pulling clothes out of the dumpster and like selling them. It was not out of the dumpster, out of their bin.
Oh, yeah.
The bin.
Some help working out. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
So let's debate something.
All right.
Who was the first heavy metal band? Which band was it? Some say it was Black Sabbath.
Okay, so we're talking rock and roll, though?
Yeah,
because
I'm going to tell you who thinks that they were, but... This is going to cause a little controversy.
Heavy metal. What is the definition of?
God, you couldn't count Kiss. I don't see them as a... I don't really see Sabbath as a metal band. Maybe early stuff.
Well, I mean, the I mean
Zach Wilde made him more metal, I think.
Well, if not Black Sabbath, who would it be? That's the so in my mind I agree with that, but is there I don't know time wise who was. Is this not going to be like the Beatles or something stupid, is it?
Well, I'll tell you.
No, here we go.
Here we go. It's Roger Daltrey says The Who were the first heavy metal band. He also claims that Jimi Hendrix stole his guitar smashing idea from Pete Townsend. You know how they...
Well, oh, good Lord.
That's part of why he went deaf, right? Something happened with the speakers, right, when he smashed his guitar?
I thought that was karma for having child porn.
Oh, he was researching.
Yeah, sure.
They're not metal.
I don't know. Like, I mean,
this sounds metal to you?
I mean, you got to think the time. You're thinking of stuff like
Anthrax, Pantera, Type O Negative.
That's death metal. Du Bergerer.
Like,
well, I mean, see, you're right. Like, this is like CCR-ish kind of.
Like, when did metal start?
Do the one that's the theme song to the TV show.
Teenage Wasteland?
Yeah. That's the one where I think they... And matter of fact, like I saw... I've never seen them in concert, but I did see a video online several months ago that showed them still performing and him doing that scream at the beginning. I'm like, good Lord. Like, I don't know how old he is. How old is he, does it say? Mm-mm. I mean, 80s, right?
Roger Daltrey? Or who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to be. I'll say 77. I don't think he's 80s yet.
No?
82.
Wow.
82?
82.
Do they still go?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was within the last year, and he was still doing the scream.
So it's Roger, Pete.
Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey. I don't know any. I don't know outside of that.
Oh, Keith is not with us.
It's kind of like Aerosmith. I know.
Brad Whitford, shout out.
Well,
you know Pearl Jam, Oren. Who left Pearl Jam? Mike? Did Mike leave Pearl Jam? Matt?
Yes.
Yeah.
What instrument's being played?
I don't know. Is it a synthesizer?
Yeah,
what is it?
Okay. Synth.
So you've got. That person's fingers got to be dead by now.
Or big as hell.
Yeah.
Ladies, check the fingers of these keyboardists. I bet Elton John's got, well, it don't matter. But
it doesn't.
I got some fatties.
King, I almost called him King George. King Charles.
Oh, so, yeah, carrot fingers. Yeah. King Charles.
So this isn't the first time this has been said about The Who. In 2019, Pete said that they invented heavy metal with their 1970 album Live at Leeds. And they were copied by many bands like Led Zeppelin and Creed.
We got
to. Yeah, see, that's
like what, you can't apply the label and, you know, stick it to a band. We have to figure out where it started.
And genres themselves, yeah. Like, you know, they splice. I mean, everything does. Religion, you know, look at LGBTQ+. Like, everything splices into it. So to say rock and roll is metal, is death metal, is.
What is metal?
ED, you know, all, yeah. Yeah. And plus, it's the time. Like, at the time. That was as metal as it got, but
pretty heavy. But
who was the first to play an electric guitar on a major song? Is that Dylan? Dylan wouldn't plug in, right? Dylan would. No, he
didn't. He do it later.
He finally did, and all his people got
acoustic.
Mad at him. Yeah, he would never plug in.
Now the internet says most metalheads attribute Black Sabbath to founding metal. Because of the dark, aggressive, heavy metal blueprint.
Boom.
Who'd you say first? What page? Probably looking it up. What first electric guitar on a song? Is that what you said?
I said Dylan, but he was the one that waited. Who is it though?
Oh, I gotta look it up.
Oh, okay.
You said Dylan though. Jacob's coming to town. You see that?
Oh no.
Wallflowers coming to the Foundry.
Oh.
Greenville.
Ooh, for real?
Yep. They're gonna play the. It's the anniversary of Bringing Down the Horse. They're going to play the whole album.
Wow. Have they put another one out since?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, if one you Google done. The first heavy metal album, it's Black Sabbath and Deep Purple. And
oh, Deep Purple. There we go.
First amplified steel guitar. Oh, that's steel guitar.
Yeah.
Sitting on Top of the World by the Mississippi Sheiks.
My gosh.
1930.
That's a daring name.
First electric guitar solo on record, Eddie Durham on the Kansas City Fives.
Hitting Put the him bottom. On the 250 bill.
Yeah.
The first man to play an electric guitar. That's crazy.
In the 30s. So like, imagine that.
God, you would think it'd be somebody like Les Paul like that.
This is the first traditional production electric guitar. Was a Rickenbacker.
Oh.
And it was used in 1938. I don't know the song.
It was probably invented by some redneck, some rich guy bought the patent. That's the way most, not rednecks necessarily, but just common man. That's the common man. And then the boss comes in, Edison, and, stamps his name on everything. It's this work, you know. It's us doing it, but Odyssey. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. Now, this is according to the internet. You could get somebody who knows a lot about music, like Matt Pinfield, tell you something different.
Oh.
But it's the 30s, though. I didn't think it would be in that decade as far as breaking out electric guitars.
But nobody really knows who they are, so.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy. Boy, this song's good. Yeah, I enjoy this song a lot.
It's one of those bands that can go on, and you don't really like Stairway to Heaven, Zeppelin. You don't care if that one keeps going.
Yeah. Like, it's very jammy, like jam bandish.
Now, if they do Stairway to Hell, you probably wouldn't listen to that one, I would imagine.
No, only on a highway.
Escalator.
You take the Stairway to Heaven and the Highway to Hell.
Oh, yeah, season ticket
on season a one-way ride. Season ticket on a one-way ride, baby.
That's what he says. Season ticket.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. What do you like to drink your coffee out of? A mug?
I swear to God, the ass whooping I will lay on you will be f***ing epic. I will drink my f***ing coffee from your f***ing skull, you motherfuckers.
Who is that guy talking about? Mm. It's not anyone on this show.
Nope.
So my guess is Stone Man. No, yeah. I don't know. I don't know who it could be.
It could have been a voicemail he left to his son. I don't know.
We don't know who.
Wow.
But, the FOF line, if you got something to get on it, 864 to get on it. If you got, put that in better words.
Do you want well, that was good, I thought.
Okay, honestly. If you got something you want to put on it, 864-241-4318. We're going to play them right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.